Luke 12, verses 25 through 26 and 33. Who of you by worrying can add a single hour to his life? Since you cannot do this very little thing, why do you worry about the rest? Sell your possessions and give to the poor. Don't worry. Use what you do have in his service. Remember the rich fool Jesus described in his parable? The man thought he had his future under control because he was wealthy beyond even his own expectations. But the very night he made his plans for years to come, God called him through death to judgment. No doubt, in his last moments, the rich fool would have gladly traded his great wealth for just a little more time, an hour maybe. What money cannot buy, neither can anxiety acquire. And if worry cannot manage to add just an hour to one's life, Jesus says, why worry about anything? Clearly, worry is incapable of accomplishing the least little thing. Someone noted that worry can't even move a rocking chair. Truth be told, worry keeps a person from doing good things with what they have. Anxiety says, hang on to your possessions. I don't think you have enough. But faith in Christ sets us free from worry's paralyzing grip. Jesus' forgiveness makes us secure in our Heavenly Father's love. We know God will keep on meeting our needs because He's our dear Father in Jesus, our Savior. So faith in Jesus sets us free to use what we have to get things done, such as the good things our Heavenly Father has planned out in advance for us to do. Jesus gives us one example. Sell your possessions and give to the poor. Just as Jesus used his resources as the Son of God to make us his own, his gracious rule liberates us and our possessions from anxiety's tyranny and enables us to use our resources in his service. I tell you the truth, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did for me. Worry can do nothing. Faith is ever active in the service of the Savior. God's redeeming love in Christ is power.